time to talk tech, and joining me today is News Corp's National Technology Editor, Jennifer Dudley Nicholson. Jen, welcome.
Thank you.
You're living the work-at-home dream at the moment, and what I'm picturing is you with a laptop, sitting on the veranda, no shoes, feet up. Maybe you're in your pyjamas already. Am I really over-egging this? Maybe you've got a bit of wine in your hand. Look, is that what it looks like? Is that working from home?
Oh, look, there's no shoes involved. So you've definitely got that part right. And there's a lot of screens in front of me. I think I've pared it back down to five different screens on the desk in front of me, but I definitely need a larger desk.
Okay, so I've got the scenario right. I'm glad you're not wearing shoes. What are some of the actual challenges you've faced trying to set up a work from home scenario?
I think, like most people, I think one of the most challenging things was just trying to get through the company, you know, firewall, VPN setup. And I think a lot of us will face that because a lot of companies have resisted people working from home for such a long period of time that they hadn't really set these things up en masse. You often had to get through a difficult process just to get access to these things in the first place. They're a little bit slowed by the fact that they rely on multiple connections. And so that was a bit challenging. Plus, I managed to have to go back to work and actually loot somebody else's laptop cable. But I figure at a time when everyone else is buying toilet paper, one laptop cable is going to be okay.
What have we heard? Has there been any official word from NBN Co this week on an increase in demand? I know they put something out.
Yeah, so very late today, they've actually done that about an hour ago. So they've been under a lot of pressure to talk about, you know, what they're doing to address these challenges with everybody jumping on the network. They're saying that there was about a 5% increase over the weekend in internet traffic that they saw, and they've got about 6.7 million households actively connected to their network now. They're saying it was about 6% on Monday, but I can only expect that that's going to increase through as this week goes on because a lot of companies waited until Monday to make the official call, and then next week it should be gangbusters again. So in Italy, and that's apparently where they're basing their model, they're talking about jumps of about 40%. Certainly America has seen a jump of just over that. So this is an unprecedented test of the network.
And we've seen Telstra and Optus this week offer additional data to customers during the pandemic. How long have they committed to do that for?
So this NBN discount that they announced tonight, they were talking about a discount on capacity, which is very complicated for people at the end of it. But essentially that discount will go on for 3 months. So Telstra and Optus were talking about, you know, a limited period, probably till the end of April, most of the offers that I've seen, whereas this one will go for 3 months. So potentially this is a good long period that everybody thinks that there'll be a need for this sort of technology to be bigger and larger and have more capacity.
All right, let's move to another story. There's a new smartphone app available now that allows you to track coronavirus cases in your neighbourhood. How does it work? It sounds, well, maybe promising.
Yeah, look, it's working well so far. It depends on users. So it's all based on crowdsourced information. But essentially, it's a social network that's based around locations. So you can log into this, and if you've been diagnosed with coronavirus, unfortunately, you can go and you can pinpoint, you know, where you were diagnosed or where you were to kind of give people a warning. And so if you log into it right now, you can see they've been pretty good about verifying the information that's on there, these little kind of blue splodges around the place. So if you're really worried, you can have a look at these and decide whether you want to avoid these places. And it's a not-for-profit app or anything. No one's making money out of it so far. It doesn't cost anything. And I think it's a really nice way to kind of get that information out there as soon as possible. It's called Snoop It.
Snoop It. Well, it's snooping. Are there concerns the app could increase panic in the community when people are already under a lot of pressure from self-isolation?
I think there was definitely a concern around that, but it's funny. I talked to a psychologist about it who was not associated with the app, and she said that having more information out there could actually soothe people's fears a little bit.
I like information personally, Jen. There's no doubt about it. Jennifer Dudley Nicholson then, the National Technology Editor for News Corp. That's why people tune into RN Drive to find out stuff.